In specialty crop news from the Southeast AgNet, well, we have been spending some time on the issue of colony collapse disorder and on ways to ease the threat of pollinator loss. But Jim Kane of the Agricultural Research Service says one option using solitary bees instead of the traditional honeybee colonies is not just for those battling the disorder.
Some growers get tired of renting honeybees, just like some humans get tired of renting and they want to buy a house rather than renting. Some growers want to own their bees, which will be more possible with these solitary bees than honeybees.
Currently, Kane and fellow researchers are studying different varieties of bees to determine which ones are better suited for individual crops and regions.
You really want to diversify, and you want to have options for growers, because farmers in North America are some of the best capitalists in the world. And one of the things that facilitates that is giving them choices.
And therefore, the research is not intended to eliminate the need for honeybees, but simply to broaden a producer's options.
Honeybees always going to be the workhorse of agricultural pollination in North America, barring some horrible disaster. However, not all growers can get honeybees. In the case of this bee I'm developing for raspberries and blackberries, it's actually cheaper to manage than honeybees on that particular crop. In other cases, these solitary bees may be more effective pollinators than honeybees.
Kane says one of the remaining challenges is the ability to provide large numbers of the solitary bees.
It may be that it'll be the smaller growers. There's a lot of growers who have an acre, 5 acres, 10 acres, in which this bee will be well suited. Perhaps big growers will stick with honeybees.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.